Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. What does God require? What does God require? Or I could choose an alternative title, The Heart of the Matter. Getting to the heart of the matter. Let me read the verses to you. God is speaking through Malachi to the Jews after their return from exile. And this is what he has to say to them. They've set up the temple, they set up the priesthood and all the rest of it. And now what does he say? And now, this admonition. Now what a word. Here is a prophet admonishing the Jews, admonishing the priests. It's God, through the prophet, admonishing his people. And now this admonition is for you, O priests. If you do not listen, and if you do not set your heart to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse upon you. This is upon Judah. And I will curse your blessings. This is after their exile and their return from exile. Yes, I have already cursed them because you have not set your heart to honor me. Malachi chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. You can see why Malachi and his brother Jeremiah and all the rest of them would not be popular preachers today. Oh, we must get Malachi to our conference. He's just the man for us. For admonishing, cursing, addressing the priests in these days, what would he be addressing today? What would be the equivalent? What's he saying to the churches today? What is God saying here? And what is the heart of the matter here? What does God require? Well, it's very clear, and I get it. In verse 2, twice, is the honor of God's name. Set your heart to honor my name. Verse 2 again at the end, you have not set your heart to honor me. It's the heart that God wants. My son, give me thine heart. It's out of the heart. It's out of the heart. The heart is the heart of the thing. And we have a responsibility. The priest did here. Surely this applies to us, but in the priests here, they had to set their heart, verse 2. They had to set their heart. And because you have not set your heart, oh, I leave it to God, I pray. No, no, you have to set your heart. It's, listen to me, says God, verse 2. Listen to me, you don't listen. And because you've not listened, you don't set your heart, you have responsibility here. And he's saying to the priests, that the whole system, oh, I wish you'd close the doors. Your sacrifices are abomination to me. You're not listening to me. Your hearts are not in it. Now, this is the Old Covenant, and of course the Old Covenant was an external covenant, but even in the external covenant, God required the heart. He didn't just want the outward. They could offer the lambs and goats on the altar, they could burn the incense, they could sing the songs and all the rest of it. Oh, yeah. But God wanted their hearts. What does he want in the New Covenant? Well, we've gone back to the Old Covenant through the fathers and we brought in Christendom. Now, we've got a system that's very much external system, Christendom. But God requires the heart, my friend. From his people, he wants heart. It's not men, buildings, places, dates, activities. It's none of that. God requires my heart. He doesn't even require my preaching. He requires my heart. I'm not saying preaching's unimportant, but he requires my heart. Remember? God said, I'll shut the doors. I want the door shut. And I've cursed you already unless you listen. Unbeliever, let me have a word with you before I close. You surely need to hear this. If judgment begins at the house of God, 1 Peter 4, chapter 4, verses 17 to 18, if it begins there, what will you do? It's not religion, my friend. It's not church attendance. It's not externals. God wants your heart. And you have a responsibility to set your heart to serve him. This is a word for his people, I know. In the words of Isaiah 55, verse 6, which I constantly quote to you, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near now, and from your heart cry to Christ for salvation. Brother and sister in Christ, I'm sure you feel like me, that we have to confess our heart wandering. Richard Burnham put it like this, oh, for a spirit stayed on God, and bound for things above, sweetly composed, in pardoning blood, and all dissolved in love. But how my foolish wavering mind roves from Emmanuel's breast, leaves a bright heaven and God behind, yet vainly seeks for rest. Unbeliever, there's a word there. You won't find any rest outside of Christ. Sometimes it moves and sweetly soars and mounts the hills of light. The realms of blessedness explores and feels of pure delight. Again, 'tis healed of every smart and beats for things divine. Lord, take this strange, mysterious heart and sink it deep in thine. There may it lie entombed in love, what a word, absorbed in conquering grace. From thy dear bosom never rove, but dwell in thy embrace. What does God require of thee, my friend? The heart, the heart. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it from thy courts above.